For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Well, I had to cut the broadcast off due to time yesterday. I want to continue right there where we left off. And again, this is so important because you who are going to the website, clicking the radio menu page, will see me continuing the themes in order. It'll be just as if you're listening to the entire message. Well, almost the entire message. But what is worship? We were going through the difference of worry, which is focusing on yourself, versus worship. Talking about trusting God, focusing on God. While worshiping, which is what Jehoshaphat had to do in 2 Chronicles 20, your heart attitude gets checked. If there's any kind of deception in there, boy, it'll get checked when you're worshiping. Release comes through worship, doesn't it? You get released from frustration when you've decided to worship and not worry. God may give you a scripture when you're worshiping. I love this. God's character gets released into our lives when we've chosen to worship and not worry. Talking about ways to trust. 2 Corinthians 3:18, we become what we're beholding. You're beholding the circumstances and the comments and the TV screen. Well, you're going to enter worry versus worship. Worry gets you into the non-trust realm. I'm trying to get you into the trusting God realm. You start to see the bigness of God when you're worshiping. Isn't that right? You're off of this realm, this system, this kingdom, and you enter into God's kingdom, God's realm. I love all this. You start to see God. Stand still and see God. That's what happens with worship. I love what King David said. I have set the Lord before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved. What a statement to make right in the middle of when you're believing to trust God. This is what the presence of God will do, my friend. This is what worship will do for you. You're setting God before you. You're realizing, man, he's at my right hand. I don't have to be moved by these circumstances. David continually practiced the presence of God. He began to see God every day, not with normal eyes, but with the eyes of faith. That's what we need to do when we want to trust God. What a revelation. This is priceless. This is given to the person who is worshiping. Then you're able to see with your heart. Man, then you're able to see things from God's point of view, the way God needs for you to see them. That's when you will start to trust God. This gets so important. Well, we'll finish it out tomorrow. Trusting God, for the Lord, he told, the word came to Jehoshaphat, who is with you. You need to hear that this morning. The Lord is with you. Join me tomorrow on A Future Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.